With Republican supermajorities in both legislative chambers, Democrats have little say in the way policy choices are made and budgets are carried out. But that isn't stopping them from airing their grievances, as they did Wednesday in a press conference outside the Capitol.
Someone said to me, and I use this example, it's much like a robber who's taken $10 from you and comes back, returns $7, and wants you to thank him for it.
Florida Democratic Party Chairman Rod Smith goes down the list of what he says is an egregious affront to public education. And joining him are several House Democrats, like Representative Darren Soto. Soto says the state's higher education budget proposal pits universities against each other.
We see USF being split off and used as a bargaining chip. We see my University of UCF as well taking huge cuts, and all the while for the strategy of focusing on two other universities, University of Florida and Florida State. And what is it that we're doing? We're increasing tuition. That is the reform.
In the final hours of the 2012 legislative session, Republicans are poised to approve all the things the Democrats don't want, like a $300 million cut to the state's public universities, a 12th state university created under what can only be described as a series of parliamentary and technical maneuvers, and a $1 billion increase to the K-12 system that still doesn't fully reimburse all the cuts public schools took the year before. However, one big issue still looms large before the legislature, and Democrats are looking to the Senate and a rogue set of lawmakers to help them score at least one major victory, the defeat of the so-called parent trigger bill. At least that's what Democratic State Representative Janet Cruz says she's been hearing through the Capitol's rumor mill.
I'm thinking that they're going to defeat that, and I hope that they do. That's what I'm hearing through the grapevine, that we don't need to worry because it's probably going to be defeated in the Senate. That's what I'm counting on.
The House has already approved the measure, but troubles in the Senate have kept it from coming forward. Late last week, Senate Democrats managed to get enough Republicans to pull a procedural move to stop the fast-tracking of the bill to the chamber floor. Monday, they blocked it again from being heard on the Senate floor. Tuesday, a group of opponents led by Senate Minority Leader Nan Rich of Sunrise held a press conference to oppose the measure.
We had 19 senators that objected to removing the bill from committee. And that's obviously 12 Democrats and 7 Republicans. So it's a pretty strong bipartisan coalition.
There's one short of what today.
We're gonna find that other person.
And Wednesday night, another bipartisan coalition made up of Rich, Democrat Chris Smith, and Republican Evelyn Lynn tried but narrowly failed to block the bill a fourth time. At the end of the Senate Special Order Committee, Senator Lynn and Rules Chairman John Thrasher clashed over a move that required the committee to vote on all the bills at once, instead of breaking out the parent trigger for a separate vote.
You've heard the bills on the special order calendar, just read for Thursday, March 8th.
I have a question.
And I'd like the secretary to call the roll, please.
Is my vote for this or against that going to show on the record? I just don't know.
Senator Lynn, you're going to vote yes or no on the special order calendar for March 8th, 2012. Call the roll. Call the roll.
Senator Gates? Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Gardner?
Yes.
Senator Lynn?
No.
Senator Rich?
No.
Senator Smith?
No.
Senator Alexander? Yes. Chair Thrasher?
Yes, and by your vote, the special order calendar for Thursday, March 8th, 2012 is set.
The parent trigger has the backing of former Governor Jeb Bush, Governor Rick Scott, and the California-based Parent Revolution Group. In the run-up to what is the deciding vote on the matter, supporters have been parading statements of support made by prominent national Democrats and even African Americans in an attempt to drum up more support. The Senate's vote is expected to be close. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.